Welcome back to the Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Cable S. Garrett Brower talking Pella Christian boys soccer with us on the program this week. A very eventful week for them. Start of the week with a game against Knoxville. Loss there against a very good Panthers squad, but then two straight, Grinnell and Carlisle, and two very good-looking wins. Garrett, thanks for being on the program once again as we're now really into the home stretch of the season with you. One final regular season week still ahead, and then the postseason starts for you. But a 2-1 week. You know, it's a lot of soccer in a short amount of time, but your guys hung with it and they pulled through with three, you know, pretty good looking games. What's kind of your opinion on how this week went for you?
Yeah, we knew coming into it that having three games in 4 days would be tough, but we've been working on fitness throughout the season, and it actually really showed all the way up to the final minute of our last game. And I was really proud of our guys. They stepped it up. We've been able to take up a few guys from our JV squad who also participated well in the competitions, and it was just a great week for us.
Alex Pringle putting in two goals yesterday, on Thursday, a 3-0 shutout win of Carlisle. Alex had a pair of goals. Jake DeRider added one. You're getting contribution pretty consistently from some main guys. Back to 6-6 on the season. What has been the biggest improvement you've seen from the beginning of the season, I guess, to now?
You know, I think our combination play has gone really well, especially up all the way from the backs through the mids and up top. You know, of course, the statistics really show up with those who score goals, but I'm really proud of our whole team and how we've actually grown together, both mentally, but also just, you know, understanding tactically how to work together. So we've been able to actually build the attack all the way from the back. Have some great combination play up the wings, and then some good opportunities in front of the goal that we've been able to take advantage of. We've improved in all of those things throughout the year, and it's really come to show in these last few games.
You've had mainly a consistent lineup out there, Garrett, and it really helps when it comes to, you know, knowing where each other's going to be on the field when it comes to getting those those chances in front of the goal and trying to do some crossing. And really the passing has been, at least from the games I've seen, it seems like the passing has really grown in that sense as well.
You bet. Yeah, we haven't been plagued with injuries this year, thankfully. We've had definitely nicks and bruises, but everybody's been able to stick with it throughout the whole season and really, understanding each other and how we play together as a team has definitely developed throughout the season.
Well, Garrett, of the three games you did play this week, is there any one that stands out to you as maybe the most indicative of the progress this team has made so far?
You know, we came out a little flat in our Knoxville game at the beginning of the game, and even a little flat against Carlisle in the first half. But really, for the most part, I'm really proud of how the team has. We need some time to figure things out. How we've come together and. Mistakes have been made, and none of that has gotten us down. We have just learned to fight through those things and have been able to sort those things out as a team. So we've played, you know, many minutes, most of the minutes that we were out there, we've been able to play our game and just being mentally strong out there. So that's been really good to see.
Garrett Brower talking Pella Christian boys soccer with us here on our Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Cable S. I mentioned you have one last week of the regular season coming up, and you'll start it on Monday. It's a home, your last home game of the regular season, that is. You'll be playing Centerville, and that is the senior night for a very good and very talented group of seniors that you'll be saying goodbye to, a total of seven of them, on your quick stats roster here, and then Dallas Center Grimes on Thursday. But first things first, Monday, it's always an emotional day when it comes to senior night and honoring all those 12th graders that'll be saying goodbye in just a couple short weeks after they graduate. But I guess the question I'll ask you is, I mean, what's the biggest thing that you're going to miss about this senior class when hopefully your season is still, you know, 3-4 weeks away from ending for sure in 2015?
We're definitely planning on it not being the last week that we play. As far as the seniors, it's been a pleasure to work with them. I think the thing we're going to miss most is their leadership vocally and the way that they have carried themselves and continue to encourage others around them. It's been very good to see, and I've seen each of them develop in unique ways and have unique contributions to the team, and I'm just really proud of them.
You have the brackets that have been posted since we've last chatted, and you have two very familiar faces on your side of the sub-state. And first round, you'll be playing at Albia. So first things first, Albia, it was a very, very close affair between you two. What are the big things you learned from the Albia game that you're going to maybe try to improve on when that first round playoff match comes up here in about a week and a half?
Yeah, you know, I definitely have learned some things in that last game. You know, a lot of things, of course, have changed since then. I think we are a much better team and have developed ourselves. But I also expect the same from Albia. You know, they've definitely got a lot of speed. They've got a certain tactical things that they do, and I think it's been pretty consistent that we just need to make sure that we're ready for. But then, you know, I don't want to focus too much. You know, we have to be ready for the things that they send our way. But, you know, I think we're also going to be focused on what are those things that have made us the team that we are right now, and how do we take advantage of the opportunities that they give us and make the most of them.
All right. Well, Garrett, we wish the best of luck in final regular season week coming up. Again, you have Centerville on Monday for senior night, and you'll be at Dallas Center Grimes for your regular season conference finale on Thursday. So good luck, and we'll talk to you when you enter the postseason here in about a week and a half. Thanks for being on the show with us.
All right. Thank you.
That's Garrett Brower, head coach of Pella Christian Boys Soccer. We'll have more of our Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner next on KNIA KRLS.